Buddy, it's 6 p.m. Friday, and time for Shut Up Weirdo.
Yes.
I'm Frangry.
I'm Michelle.
And we are pumped.
Pumped. I almost wasn't pumped, and then I got pumped.
Seriously?
Now people, I'm out of breath.
People, I think, would pay to see what we do to get pumped before the show.
I was pumped.
Kurt wanted to turn the mics on.
Unacceptable. It's a private affair. Private ritual.
It is true. If someone was watching us, I'd die.
Be horrific.
All right. Freaks. What's going on over here?
What's the topic?
Tonight's... What?
I wanted to say that I had my first fan run-in.
Oh, let's hear it. How do you feel?
I felt great.
Do you love being famous?
Yes. I know what it's going to be like from now on.
Yeah? But worse. Wait till the paparazzi shows up.
But I was walking in the craft fair. And someone said, do you have a radio show? And I said, I'm not Frangry. And he said, I know.
That's right.
And it was Mr. Johnny, who's always on the comments board. So thank you for noticing me.
Mr. Johnny, you made Michelle's day. She immediately texted me.
I did.
Yeah. All right.
And Franny said, I hate when that happens.
Well, if I look awesome, then I'm like, all right, yeah. But usually I'm like, no, please don't say hi to me.
I'm going to take my shoes off, but my feet might smell, so if you smell something, let me know.
All right, I'll let you know.
Thanks, pal.
Then the whole world will know.
I don't care. There's no secrets.
So, tonight's show is called Roach Motel. We want to hear your cockroach stories.
Do you have any cockroach stories?
I've got a lot. I'm from Miami. They got cockroaches there like crazy.
The number is 201-209-9368. Again, that's 201-209-9368. Give us a call and tell us your roach stories.
Yeah, 201-209-9368. Let's see. One time one fell on my mom's head and she started crying hysterically and removing all her clothes. That's the best.
Funny.
Another time, I've told this story on the air when I was like 8 and I was taking swimming lessons and I was holding on to like the edge of the pool and there was something really soft and smooth and I was rubbing it and rubbing it and rubbing it. Finally, I'm like, what is this? Because it was like concrete. What's so soft? And I looked and the whole edge of the side of the pool was lined in cockroaches.
That's gross.
They had to shut the pool down for like weeks after that. One time, I was putting on my Chuck Taylors. And there's something in it, so I put my hand in to pull it out, and it was a cockroach.
I used to date a guy who used to have a aquarium filled with those Madagascar cockroaches. They're like hissing cockroaches. Ugh. They're like this big.
In Miami, they all fly.
Then that's not a cockroach, is it?
I think they're water bugs, but I don't
those
really know.
Those are gross.
I don't know what the difference is.
Maybe one of our fans can enlighten us.
Yeah, anybody know the difference? Call us, 201-209-9368. You can also join the comments community by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist page. Michelle, I'll let you know if Mr. Johnny's there today.
Is anything going on yet?
No. Pete Heavy Cream says he's got a lot of roach stories.
Then tell him to call.
Unfortunately, none of them involve insects.
You fell for it. I don't get it.
Like pot? I don't know. I don't know.
I didn't get that one.
I don't know, man. I don't know. All right, call us, 201-209-9368. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello, Pat.
Hi, Spike.
Hi.
What's up?
Oh, I have a good roach story.
Let's hear it.
I was still living with my mother then, because I was in college.
Mm-hmm.
And one day I was cleaning up the bedroom that I was in, and the TV was against the wall. And when I pulled it away to clean up behind the TV, there was like a whole army of roaches surrounding the back area of the TV. And I was like, I almost lost my lunch, my dinner, rather.
How many roaches?
It was at least hundreds of them.
Ew, that's actually really disgusting.
It was.
I've
it
never
really
seen
was.
That many roaches at once.
Yeah, because what it is, you know, because they get attracted to heat, and the back of the TV was against the wall, and because of that, the wall got hot, and that's when they all congregated.
I didn't know they were attracted to heat.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They hate light, though. Like, you know, they come out when it's dark and turn on the light. They all scamper away.
Yeah. All right, Spike, thanks for calling.
Okay.
Have a good one. My friend in Miami taught me an awesome way to kill cockroaches.
What is it?
You know, like when you were in junior high or whatever, and people would make, like, wet paper towels and throw them to the ceiling in the bathroom? So you get paper towels and you wet it and you throw it on the cockroach. And that's it.
That's a great idea.
And then you just pick it up and throw it away.
That's a great idea.
It takes a couple tries. You know, sometimes you miss if you don't have great aim. It's genius.
It is pretty good.
Call us 201-209-9368. Anthony on the comments board says palmetto bugs fly. But I don't know what the difference is between a palmetto. Oh, here we go. water bugs are just another variety of a roach. They don't have roaches in Ireland. Cool.
I want to be grossed out.
Me too.
I want, like, really gross things.
Me too.
All right.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, what's going on? Frangry Michelle, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hello, pal.
All right, so you guys want to know about cockroaches, right?
Yes.
All right, I can tell you everything we need to know. I breed cockroaches by the thousands, hundreds of thousands.
Why?
Ew.
To feed the reptiles, different kinds of arachnids, all kinds of animals that eat them. They're a much better feeder insect than most other things, like crickets they normally use.
Why? Because they have more meat?
They're higher in protein. They don't smell as much. They're not carnivorous. Crickets will actually attack some of your animals and injure some of them, whereas most cockroaches won't do that.
You do know your stuff.
Faster, but more than anything, they're more nutritious.
You do know your stuff.
I've taken out bank loans for $3,000, you know, to buy 50,000 cockroaches before, you know, and do cockroach breeding and sell them off to pet stores and make decent money doing it.
Do you keep them in your house?
Yep, yeah. In my
do you have a girlfriend?
And, you know, many different glass tanks and big rubber maids all sealed up so nothing escapes.
How does your mom feel about all this?
And she's had no problem with it, you know.
How does your girlfriend feel?
They couldn't live, you know, here in New Jersey.
What? How does your girlfriend feel?
I've had many different girlfriends that have had no problem with it so far. I guess it's not for everybody, but it's not all that gross, really. You were saying down in Florida, the flying cockroaches. You know, there are cockroaches that fly. You know, the water bugs or palmetto bugs, that's a type of cockroach.
Throw up.
They're different colloquial names for it.
I wonder if it'd be more scary or less scary to see, like, 10,000 of them. Maybe they just, like...
I guess it would probably be more scary if you're afraid of them. But there's some pretty interesting roaches out there. You know, people who collect them as a hobby, even, you know, and there's some roaches that go for up to $350 a piece. The giant Australian rhino roach.
Wait, how do you breed them?
They just breed on their own. You keep them happy, keep them warm, give them food and water. And
what do you give them for food?
They're cockroaches.
I have so many questions.
Yeah, you do.
What do you give them for food?
Lots of fruits and vegetables, you know, a mix of all kinds of fresh stuff. But they also give them usually dry dog food for high protein.
This is insane.
So there's different. Some roaches prefer to have more fresh fruits and veggies. Some things need to have more of the protein. Some things like to have rotten wood. Things like the giant Australian rhino roach, he only dries eucalyptus leaves.
Wow.
That makes them difficult.
But what's your name, roach doctor?
There's a whole hobby for this, you know, and there's money to be made.
You're an expert.
What's your name, roach doctor?
This is Josh. I called about the turtle penis drink.
No, you can say that.
You can say that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was gross. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that was me.
All right, Josh, thanks for calling. Right. Fascinating.
Thank you very much, guys.
Have a good
one.
Thank
you.
Pete Heavy Cream says he loves it that you said hello, pal. Me and Michelle call each other pal.
We do.
Did she give you a hug, Mr. Johnny? She seems like a sweet gal who likes to hug.
I tapped his arm.
You don't hug, do you?
No, I'm not much of a hugger.
He said you're even more charming in person.
Who said that?
It was Mr. Johnny, I
really?
Guess. Yeah.
This is going to go to my head.
She is even more charming in person than on the radio.
How's that possible?
That's not true. Call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is cockroach stories, and we want to get seriously grossed out, so bring it on. FMU, you're on the radio.
Hey, Frangry, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm great. Can I tell you a story?
Sure.
Sure, okay. So now this goes back a long time because it's when I first got married, and I'm on my third marriage. This was my first marriage, 1978.
Mm-hmm.
Grew up in Long Island, North Shore, never saw a roach in my life. We get married, we move to Queens. All of a sudden, weird things are crawling around at night. I didn't even know that there were cockroaches, so I get my best friend from the Bronx come over and make an ID.
So make an ID.
He comes over, confirms that they are, in fact, roaches, and we start battling them at night, running out into the living room at night, switching the lights off. We're naked, beating the crap out of roaches. You could not stop them.
Why are you naked?
We were stuck. I mean, we were stuck. And this was a nice apartment. We were stuck with this lease. So one of the things I was doing at the time was I was playing in an adult baseball league. So I'm out at Cunningham Park one day on a Saturday, and I'm feeling something in one of my shoes.
Oh, my God. That's so gross.
So I bend down. I'm, like, preoccupied by this thing. I bend down. I take off my cleat, and sure enough, there's this huge roach crawling around in my shoe.
Oh.
Freak out. I bend down, and a ball gets hit to me, hits me right in the head, and I got taken to the hospital with a concussion.
This is good.
To this day, all these years later, whenever I put on my sneakers, I look inside, and I don't even live anywhere close to Queens anymore. So it freaks me out to even think about it. That's my story.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I like it. What's your name again?
My name's Rob.
Rob, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour.
Thank you, sweetheart. Bye.
Ooh, I like that. Have a good one.
You too.
It was like I didn't even exist.
He called me sweetheart.
He did.
I like it because it's not true.
Yeah, it's really not. You shh me again.
I'm sorry. Call us 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is cockroach stories. This better work because we don't have a backup topic. FMU, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frangry. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Johnny.
That roach doctor blew my mind.
Yeah, right?
That was cool. I don't have any good roach stories, which isn't a bad thing. I'm proud to say that. But
right.
When I used to deliver pizza, the roaches loved the heated delivery bags.
Ew.
So every time I had to deliver, I had to, like, shake it out.
That would make me so sad.
And then you're eating pizzas out of there.
That would make me so sad.
Yeah, it's weird. And I was always afraid I would miss some and it'd get inside the pie. And
oh,
I wouldn't get a tip or whatever. And it's gross.
That's awful.
Ew, I didn't know that roaches liked heat.
Yeah.
I learned
that
today.
Said they liked Miami. They like wet and hot.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, they like the heat.
Gross. Ew, I'm never ordering pizza again.
Yeah, go pick it up. Don't have somebody deliver it in a
bag.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
It's blasphemous.
Sorry, I know that's your favorite food.
It is.
All right, thanks.
Have a good one.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Later, pal.
Call us at 201-209-9368. We want to hear your cockroach stories. Everyone has one, so I want to hear them. FMU, you're on the radio.
I hope my sister's not listening because this one's about Christmas.
Okay. Hi, Jill.
Hi. We're still doing roaches, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So Kristen and a friend of hers were living in an apartment complex let's just leave the town out. And they just had this inundation of roaches everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like astronomical Joe's apartment, a number of roaches. And there were so many bombs put off and stuff, but what happened was the people that lived in the surrounding apartment were the filth pigs. So as clean as they tried to keep their apartment, they were in the refrigerator. They were all over the furniture, all that kind of stuff. Just really absolutely disgusting.
Ugh, that's so
and,
gross.
You know, it wasn't uncommon for you to be sitting on the couch and watching television and, you know, run across your leg. You almost have to sensitize to it, which I think is the most disgusting part.
Ugh.
But I think the zinger of all places was when we were moving her out of that apartment and we found them dead inside video cassettes.
Weird.
What?
They had, like, gotten into the video cassette.
Ew!
That she had, and they were all, like, dead inside.
That's
bizarre. You know, when you looked at that little window that
yeah,
tells
yeah.
you how much
you could see them.
Around or not.
Yeah.
That's gnarly.
Dead roaches in there.
Oh,
really gross.
Jesus. All right, Jill, thanks for calling.
Have a good one.
Yuck. That was nasty.
We haven't heard from her in a while. That was nice.
Yeah. Jordan says, who doesn't like wet and hot?
Jordan.
All right, let's see what's happening on the comments board. You can join at WFMU.org by clicking on the playlist link. Someone said, hold on, I can't find who it was. But someone said they used to be an listener Paul says he spent a couple of summers working as an exterminator, and they serviced a lot of restaurants.
Mm.
Ew.
It's not surprising, though.
Robert in Seattle says he misses the sexual tension between Frangry and Andy. What? That never existed, so I don't know what you're talking about. Call us 201-209-9368. FMU, you're on the radio.
Hi, FMU.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing? I just wanted to tell you about a love story that I had. I used to install cable television, and I had an occurrence, where one of them crawled up my pant leg, and I didn't realize it was crawling up my leg. By the time I went home, it just was festering there all day.
Oh,
ew.
You didn't feel it, like, moving around?
I was moving around doing a cable TV installation, and we would hit the baseboard and some of the you know, apartments and the areas where it was just, they were festering. And they would just scatter hundreds at a time. All you could do was you had to put the cable in so you could hit the wall, and they would just come scurrying out. So we would run away from them, and they would chase us.
Gross.
So we had to get paid. In order to get paid, we have to, you know, get the cable in, hook it up, and get out of there. But occasionally there was a roach or two, and they would crawl up your you know, pant leg, and then later on you'd come in the day, and they would, like, be biting you. This is really
they
gross.
They bite?
They would be, like, just staying there and nibbling at your skin, biting you. It's horrific, isn't it?
Yes.
I just figured I'd share that with you.
Thank you for sharing.
All right, have a good one.
Thank you.
This is boring.
Is it?
A little bit. I thought we were going to get good stories, but they're all like, there was lots of roaches behind the TV. Oh, no.
Yeah, I thought they were going to be really gross.
I guess they're not that gross. Should we come up with something else? Midget face baby teeth. Says, I miss the sexual tension between Spike and Andy. what else can we do?
I don't know. Should we take this call and see how it goes, and this will determine what we do?
Yeah, everybody's feeling the same way we are, apparently.
It's boring?
Everyone's like, I was pumped, now I'm depleted.
No!
Yeah, it's kind of boring.
Okay, wait, we can't have this.
What should we do?
Let's take this last call and see what happens.
Okay. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, Frangry, I have to ask you a question. It's non-roach related, is that cool?
Sure.
Okay, as long as it's clean.
It's clean? How come you don't like the Beatles?
This is a great topic.
Oh, no, because then all the Beatles lovers start being really mean to me.
It's true, though. All you do is say you hate the Beatles, but you never give a reason.
I just think the music is cheesy. That's all.
All of it?
I mean, what I've heard, granted, I haven't heard a lot because I'm always like, I hate them, so I don't want to hear it.
Do you like the Rolling Stones?
They're okay.
Do you like Bob Dylan?
He's okay. He's kind of whiny.
Do you like Neil Young?
I love Neil Young.
Okay.
Michelle,
yeah.
Fix the Beatles, please.
What? Fix the Beatles thing?
Stick to the Beatles.
I don't need your agenda. But, listen, Frangry, you need to turn on to the Beatles. Come on, it's everything. It's where all music comes.
I will confess one thing: there was an episode of Mad Men this season that ended with a Beatles song, and I liked that
song. Yeah, Within Without You.
That song I liked.
Within Without You.
In fact, I was like, "Oh, this song's good," and I Shazammed it, and it was the Beatles, and I was like, "Oh!" And I never told anyone.
Buy Revolver and listen to
it. What's Revolver?
It's one of the Beatles.
It'll change your life.
Oh.
Also, on the web, whose feet are whose?
I think I'm on the left, and Michelle's on the right. If I remember
the
photo.
Your feet.
Yeah. How could you tell?
Because mine are prettier.
And they look more used.
Wait, mine?
No, Frangry.
Frangry's feet look more used?
Yeah.
Why would my feet be more used?
Michelle's looks more like a dancer's feet.
Yeah.
Gentle, nice. Yours look.
Mine look all, like,
hard,
fat and gross.
It's true.
Not gross, but, you know, like, you could kick the you-know-what out of somebody.
That's right. You better not mess with me.
I won't.
All right,
so
good.
Listen, have a good one.
All right, you too. Have a good one. Hey, someone, Mike Noballs, oh no, it's not Mike Noballs, Anthony Esquire, our lawyer, says we should turn tonight's show into an advice show.
We already did that.
Call us 201-209-9368. I guess for now we want your cockroach stories until we think of something else, because this is boring me.
That guy told me not to push my agenda.
He said that?
Yeah, didn't you?
Robert in Seattle says we need your agenda, Michelle.
Thank you.
Robert in Seattle, it is with one L, okay? She gets very upset about that.
I would never have known.
Was it Mike Noballs says the song on that episode was Tomorrow Never Knows?
I don't know. I just know it's on Revolver.
I don't know, dude. There was one song, okay? Does that make everyone happy? Hi, you're on the radio.
How you doing?
Hi.
Hello.
I just want to tell you I was cleaning the drain in the building.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello, Frangry. Hello, Michelle. It's Mark in the car.
Hi, Mark in the car. Jinx.
Before I get to my topic real quick, since we know that Michelle is such a fame whore, Frangry, you should organize a meetup. Let your head explode.
We're having one in October. What are you talking about? We're having one in October.
We are.
Yeah.
There you go.
We just have to decide where and when.
I don't know if I'd say fame whore.
Who's a fame whore? Me? You? Both of us?
Oh, Michelle.
A little bit.
Nah. I don't think so.
Mark in the car.
Yes.
We just need to decide if it's going to be on a weekday night, like evening, or a Sunday evening. What do you prefer?
Both are the same for me. So.
Okay.
Let's use this time to plan.
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah. So whoever wants to weigh in on that, you can do so on the comments board.
Mark in the car, do you dance?
We might have. Do yeah, we want a dance party.
Do I dance?
Mm-hmm. Because we might have a dance party.
Only that Irish dancing.
Okay.
Like river dance?
Exactly.
What? Hey, do you have any cockroach stories? Because this topic's boring.
Yes. So I have two with the same grandmother. So when I was three, my grandma in Brooklyn was watching me, and it's my first memory of a cockroach. I was going number two in the potty, and this thing came out from under her closet in the bathroom, and I shot up, raced out of there with, like, toilet paper streaming behind me, screaming my head off.
I like it.
So fast forward 10 years, and now she's in Tampa, and, yeah, one of these bleeping water bugs. You know those little plates in the restaurant that they serve your appetizers on?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that with legs comes out from behind some sort of heater. And now I'm a teenager, so I'm like, I'm just going to crush this thing. I step on it, and you felt and heard the crunch, but didn't quite do the job. It, like, was still going. Yeah, so that was a little freak-out moment there.
That's gross. This is boring.
Have a good one.
Have a good one. Hey, Anthony Esquire says we should change the topic to your brush with fame.
Oh,
that's kind of good, no?
Didn't we do that one? When you had the show with Andy, we did it.
We? I think we did Celebrity Encounters, which isn't necessarily the same thing. FMU, you're on the radio.
Hey, this is Robert in Seattle. I just want to say that I did not post that comment about Michelle. Someone is posting comments.
Which comment about Michelle?
Using my name.
Huh.
About the one about her agenda. Oh. Yeah.
Let's have our lawyer look into it.
Yeah, we'll have Anthony Esquire do a little research.
Now, can I ask, is it okay? Can I ask?
Here
what's
we go.
What's the deal with Andy? Come on.
He's not coming back for the 200th time.
I haven't listened for a long time, so finally I come back and there's no Andy.
He's gone.
Why?
Because he's just gone.
You're very close-lipped about it. You're not giving much information about this.
That's because it's nobody's business.
People want to know, though.
People are asking, yes.
People
and
have
I have
him.
Answered that obviously it didn't end well, otherwise I would tell everyone what happened, and that's all I'm going to say, because I'm not going to give my side of the story if he can't defend himself or give his. So that's where it will stay.
Well, I'm
being fair.
To hear that.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
But
I have no cockroach story.
Okay.
Okay, but seriously, I did not post the comments about Michelle. So just to clear that up.
Okay, thank you.
I'm sure she was dying to know.
All right.
Have a good one.
You too.
He didn't say, but I'm glad Michelle's there, which would have been a nice follow.
He really likes Andy. Sorry about that.
I'll live.
Yeah. We'll lose some fans and we'll make some new ones.
Let's hope so.
Call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is cockroach stories. You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo, and you're on the air.
Yeah, I wanted to just say something, if that's all right.
Okay. It's like a forum.
Is this Frangry?
This is Michelle.
No.
Oh, Michelle.
No.
Michelle. You know, I don't want anybody asking questions about Andy anymore. What's done is done, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
And Michelle's doing a great job.
I agree.
If there's going to be some kind of sexual tension between Michelle and Frangry, I'm all for it, you know? I remember in, talking about agendas, I remember in biology, don't all women have agendas? I mean, isn't that what they have and we have the other thing? No?
Is that a dirty joke?
I think
no, I just don't know what you're talking about. What is an agenda?
I don't know. I didn't understand why Robert in Seattle felt the need to say he didn't say that comment when I didn't think it was a mean comment. Right?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't get it. You think somebody in Seattle would be kind of mellow, you know? But, you know, they're just the same as we are. So what can I tell you? 3,000 miles doesn't make a difference.
Guess not.
Anyway, I hope you girls have a great weekend. I shouldn't say girls. That's demeaning.
We're ladies.
You women.
I like ladies.
I'm a woman.
I'm a lady.
You're ladies. You're little ladies.
I don't.
And can I buy anybody's used underwear, maybe? Is that possible?
Okay, nice talking to you. Have a good one.
Thank you. Bye.
Don't you love fame, Michelle? Mike Noballs wants me and Andy to go on 7-second delay because Andy Breckman wants to do a conflict resolution show.
Oh, that's perfect. You should do it.
I would, actually. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
This is Mr. Deflated, as you referred to me in the comments.
Did I? I like that, Mr. Deflated.
Yes. Well, I'm actually Mr. Potato Head from calling up from your show you did a while back where it was, what was the worst nickname or most, like, teased you got?
Oh, I remember you. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was calling to say maybe we could change the topic to best hangover remedies or something along those lines.
I think we've done that.
But
are you bored? Are you bored with the cockroaches?
I do have a cockroach story, not really that dramatic, but my daughter lives with her mother, and they live in New York City in the project, and they had a roach problem, and it was really grossing me out, and one day she was like, my daughter was eating in the high chair, and she dropped her spoon, so I went into the drawer, opened it up, and there were, like, cockroaches all over the utensils and everything, and I just freaked out and had to leave.
I'm so gross.
That's all, but you need a new topic,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, we do. We're just riding the boat out now. I mean,
I'm like the blow-up thing in the airplane movie.
Not every show can be as good as last week's.
Well, they were all good. I listen to them all the time at work, and everybody's like, what is that? I spread the word, but come on.
Ooh, thanks, bro.
All right, have a good one.
You too. Have a good one, ladies.
Bye, Mr. Potato Head.
And a bucket of parts.
What? He said, I'm a bucket of parts.
Maybe people should call in and tell us what they think the topic should be, and then we'll decide what it is
that's the worst.
In the last 5 minutes.
And then we'll only do it for 5 minutes?
Yeah.
We could play that
game. Does that work? Or we could take a nap.
I do really want to take a nap. Oh, my God. Now everyone's asking all these annoying Andy questions.
Like what?
Did the fallout happen on the air or over Twitter or behind closed doors? First of all, we had a fallout every week on the air. Call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is cockroach stories, but, you know.
We're open to suggestions.
Let's do something else.
All right, but let's think
what happened to you this week that would make a good topic? That's how I always think about it.
All I do is work.
There was a cockroach at work. That's where this came from. All the girls were flipping out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was hilarious. Freaking. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, hello?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, this is Will calling from Bel Air.
Hey, what's up?
I had a cockroach story.
Let's hear it.
So about a few years ago, unfortunately, my aunt was suffering from cancer, and she was stationed at her house for a while. We were taking care of her, and we went to we had to keep her medicine in a certain spot of the refrigerator, and we had all the stuff we had to set aside for her. Anyway, one day my mom went to go get her medicine, and there was a giant cockroach right in the thing, and she got scared. And she told me that I was moving with my auntie and uncle in Bel Air. So I whistled for a cab. And
wow.
The license plate said...
Wait, let me guess. There was dice in the... Yeah,
well,
I knew it.
If anything, I could tell you that this cab was rare.
But you thought,
forget it. Home to Bel Air.
Okay.
I moved up to a house about 7 or 8, and I yelled to the cab, "Yo, homie, smell you later." I looked at my kingdom. I was finally there. Sit on my throne in a place called Bel Air.
That was beautiful. I enjoyed that.
You guys have a good one.
You too.
I'm glad we let him finish.
I loved that show. Someone suggested terrible hotel stories.
Okay.
Really? You're just saying okay to everyone?
I don't know.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Barbara. It's Mark McCart. New topic suggestion?
Sure, why not?
Michelle's catchphrase.
Didn't we come up with one? What was it about the darkness?
Oh, I forgot that one.
Oh, it was so good. All right, thanks, Mark, in the car.
Well, can I suggest one?
Sure.
So since Frangry, you end everything with have a good one,
mm-hmm.
I think Michelle should open things up with sup.
With what?
What's up?
What's up? No, last week you said you won't win.
That was pretty good. That's what Ken was talking about upstairs where everyone was saying, why am I evil? And that's what happened. And I remembered, but I didn't want to tell him.
Why, you were embarrassed?
Mm-hmm.
You should never be embarrassed.
Thank you.
Right, have a good one.
Have a good one. They want to know if we're drinking. I'm not. No, I'm hungover.
I had one
today.
And a half beers.
Ew.
What?
Robin on the comments board says, there's nothing like checking into a hotel after a long day of driving and looking at someone else's number 2 stain.
Yeah, there's nothing like that.
So nasty. Pete Heavy Cream says, sadly, the Fresh Prince song was the funniest part of tonight's show.
Ouch-a-rama.
That's true.
What are we going to do?
Nothing. We're just going to ride the wave. They can't all be winners. It happens.
All right.
We'll come back next week. It's no big deal.
I'm okay.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
What's up?
This is Rob from Seattle.
No, it's not, because I know Rob from Seattle's voice. Unless you're... What the hell was that? Oh, my God. People are crazy. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, can I... It's always still on Roach or not?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I guess.
Okay, so I'm driving up the New York State Thruway from New York City to Albany on the way back to school, and I'm driving in the car, and all of a sudden, this trooper pulls up, like, from out of nowhere, right behind me. So I dropped my roach, and I was burning my pants. And he pulled me over, and he asked me if I was smoking dope. I said, no way. But I could smell it, and I'm, like, trying to fan it off to me because my leg started to burn. It was underneath my leg. I couldn't find it. So that was, you know, you don't mess with roaches when you're driving.
That is very smart. Yeah,
yep.
I hear you.
Yep.
This has been my favorite call so
far.
Yeah,
this is a good one.
What's your name?
Glad I could entertain you, ladies.
Wait, what's your name?
My name is Bartholomew.
Bartholomew, listen at the end of the hour.
Okay.
Because you might win a T-shirt.
Don't forget the roach clip.
All right, I won't. All right, have a good one. That's how pathetic tonight's show is. I'm going to give it to Bartholomew.
It's still kind of fun.
It's fun. Sometimes bad shows are fun because they're so awful.
It's not so bad.
It's pretty bad. 201-209-9368. Cockroach stories or roach stories or bad hotel stories. I don't know. What? Who cares? You know? Did you see Breaking Bad last week?
Yes.
So good.
Oh, my God.
It's my favorite show ever.
It is a pretty good show.
I almost turned it off because I couldn't
see it. So stressful.
I know. I almost turned it off. I was like, I can't take this.
So stressful.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, girls, ladies. This is Anthony.
Hi, Anthony.
It's your lawyer. I'm calling. I wasn't going to call because I didn't like the topic, but then I was going to say, and you said it really well. All the shows can't be winners, and it makes the great shows even greater when you have a bad show. So just stick with it.
Thanks, brother.
Yeah, and having said that, my own little road story is sort of like, and I didn't want to, you know, I didn't want to talk about it, but do y'all remember, like, you know, early in life when you're breaking out from your parents' house and you have your first apartment of your own, and it's kind of, sometimes it's kind of scuzzy because a lot of weird stuff happened and stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, we hear you.
Well, my first place like that was, like, we have about four guys. I was the only clean one, but everybody else was slobs. And there were roaches everywhere. And I just kind of got ticked off. So one day, I'm sitting there going to brush my teeth, and there is a roach eating something out of my toothbrush. And they didn't believe me. But then one day, before we moved out, my roommate went and found the same thing. He still brushed his teeth with that toothbrush. So
what?
Wait. Pretty gross.
He didn't get a new one?
No, he just went ahead and he said he cleaned it off, brushed it off, and brushed his teeth.
Oh, my God. Now that's a story. All right, thanks for calling.
Have a good one.
My dad never sat down in any of my college apartments. He would just come in and stand there.
When me and my mom went to visit my brother for the first time, his entire dorm room was covered in porn. Like, photos from, like, Hustler. Like, and my mom walked in, like, not even fazed.
Really?
I mean, the one thing that made her mad was she said it smelled so bad, and his roommate slept in a bed with a cross of Jesus at his feet. And my mom was pissed about that.
Oh, really?
But the porn?
Is it sacrilegious?
Nothing.
That's interesting. That's so weird.
I don't even think she noticed it.
She must have noticed.
Obviously, but she was too into the Jesus thing. Call us 201-209-9368. We have a full board. Too bad all the stories suck.
What do they want to talk about?
I don't know. There was a cockroach behind the TV. Oh, my God.
People were going to eat them or something.
I don't know what I thought. Mine was the best one so far. I was petting one.
I don't know about that.
I was caressing one.
Ew.
Yeah. 201-209-9368. I'm the winner. How about that? Everyone around here is a loser. I win the t-shirt. I'm sick of this.
So out of character for you.
Shut up.
Oh my God, don't take it out on me. It was your
I'm
topic.
I'm getting mad now.
It was your topic idea.
I know, and it sucks.
Well.
Call us at 201-209-9368. Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, isn't that awesome?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. How you doing?
Cool. I mean, we're good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just laying down.
True.
This is Mikey, by the way. How you doing?
Hey, Mikey. Are you laying down in bed?
Yeah.
Are you eating, too?
No, I ate a little while ago.
Oh, you should eat in bed.
Yeah, it's the best.
I like to eat in bed. It's a lot of fun.
It is.
Yeah.
You know? Why do you keep talking about bugs and stuff?
I don't know, because that's our stupid topic today, and we're just sticking to it because we made a commitment.
I gotcha.
And it's almost over.
Like there's not too much exciting things about it.
No, there's not. And I thought we would get some better stuff, I won't lie.
Yeah.
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 I had moths in my room one time, not too many roaches.
Cool.
I had like 100 of them in one time.
Cool. All right, thanks for calling, Mike.
Have a good one.
You too. This is fun. Okay.
So,
call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is roach stories.
Should we change the topic?
No, who cares? It's over.
It's not over. There's 20 minutes left.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah.
We have phone calls. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, Frank Gray. Hey, Michelle.
Hello.
It's Tom from California.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
You guys still doing... roach stories?
Sure.
Yeah.
I guess.
Do you have a good one, though? They've all been so boring.
Yeah, they suck. Oh, by the way, I like the new lineup. Let's not talk about any old guys.
Yeah, I'm with you, brother. Yeah. Let's move on and look towards the future.
Yep.
I hear that. So, I needed an apartment, and my brother had an extra room. Let's just say my brother isn't the neatest guy in the world. And so I moved in. And on my first night, I went to bed and woke up in the middle of the night and took a drink of my glass of water.
No.
And there was something big and wiggly in it, and I spit it out.
That's gross.
So I'm, like, gagging and like, getting ready to throw up and I want to go to the bathroom, and I turn on the light, and there are hundreds. They're everywhere. They're on my bed. They're on the walls. They're on the ceiling. They're on the floor. Everywhere.
This is what we want.
This is a roach story.
Yep.
This is a roach story.
It is.
And let's say that I moved out the next day.
Wow, that is a good one.
So listen.
I would rather be homeless. And in fact,
I would too.
Left in my car that night, because in my car, there ain't no roaches.
Wait, so when you took the drink of water, did the roach actually go in your mouth?
Yes. Wiggling. I could tell.
I'm going to die. That is so gross.
I like the visual of him turning on
the light, and they're just everywhere.
Yeah.
All right, Tom, you're on the list.
Hey, thank you.
Listen at the end of the hour.
Thank you.
Thanks for turning the show around.
You raised the bar.
Single-handedly, brother.
Raising the bar.
We really
appreciate it. Have a good one.
Thank you. Bye.
Goodbye.
People are asking if I've been on any OkCupid dates. No, I have not.
Why?
I think I'm traumatized.
Really?
Yeah.
What else is going
on? Mr. Johnny says, maggots are worse than roaches, right? Yes, most definitely. But we did a vermin show that had a lot of maggot stories once.
Which is weird, because maggots aren't vermin, right?
I don't know.
Vermin are like mice
rats and stuff. I don't know. Maybe we opened it up to insects.
There's a lot of people at the door.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello. That guy before who was talking about the roach, you didn't mean that kind of a roach, right?
What?
He meant like the insect roach.
Which guy?
Yeah.
The guy who was talking about it falling in his lap on the freeway, that kind of thing.
Yeah, he meant a marijuana roach.
Yep.
Oh, okay. So he was just like dividing the word cockroach in half and giving the second half of the word.
It was a,
just the other half of the
no,
word?
No, we can't say that on the radio.
Well, the guy just before me.
Hang up.
It's so scary.
Because I didn't catch it. I don't know.
FMU, you're on the radio.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
Listening to you live is confusing. I guess you recorded or something?
What?
No.
Okay, well, anyway, are you guys still talking about the roach thing?
Yeah.
Well, I used to live down in Florida, and my sister, she went to college there, and she was taught in college that the reason that roaches climb into people's mouth while they're sleeping, which I can tell you stories about that also, but I don't want to tell you long ones. So, is because they actually eat the plaque.
Okay.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
That is the grossest thing I've ever heard.
They eat the plaque off your teeth?
How do you even know that roaches go into people's mouths when they're sleeping? That's never happened to me.
Well, it's a trip. When you're in the South and you live in Tampa, Florida, or Clearwater, you know.
Your life's bad enough.
Unless you open up a wall or something, though. They crawl from one side of the room to the other, and it's crazy. I remember as a kid, you would see them on one side of the room, and you would know that they would end up on you, you know, before the night was over. So you would try to, you know, go get them and kill them and, you know, get rid of them before they would actually get onto your body and usually wake you up before they got into your mouth. So, yes, I've had a roach in my mouth before also.
Wow.
What's your name?
Richard Anger, actually.
Richard, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free T-shirt.
That's cool. And another topic, if I can...
Mm-hmm.
Would be cool is what actual musician would be a cool person to be the president.
That's kind of funny.
Right on.
Wow.
Have a good one. Thanks.
Okay, have a good one. Like the Beatles?
I like that one. It's so weird.
Call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is roach stories.
I think we should do that one day.
Okay. FMU, you're on the radio.
Oh, hi. My name is Brenda.
And hi, Brenda.
I have a very interesting cockroach story.
Okay, let's hear it.
Good.
Okay, well, I grew up in Brooklyn, and I lived in Brooklyn most of my life, so I'm pretty familiar with cockroaches. And when my kids were little, they had a little tyke slide. And they loved the box more than the slide, of course. You know how little kids are. Well, one day we were in the basement, and all of a sudden I hear three girls screaming at the top of their heads, and you're talking about 4 and 6-year-olds. And the box is going in 16 different directions, and I'm saying, what the heck is going on? And this huge water bug was inside the box, and then when they crawled in there to play, the water bug was inside the box with them, and they were so scared.
Aw, I like that. All right, Brenda, thanks for calling.
Oh, you're welcome.
Have a good one.
Thanks, bye.
What's going on the comments board?
Pete Heavy Cream says another catchphrase contender is your life's bad enough.
Tampa.
That was good. Pinball says Kid Rock for president.
I think this topic could be so dumb.
And awesome. 201-209-9368. FMU, you're on the radio.
Hi, this is Lindsay.
Hi, Lindsay.
I have a road story. And Michelle, did you used to play Black Cub street hockey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to play street hockey. Yeah, for the Dark Rainbows.
Well, this is Lindsay from the Dark Rainbows from those early years.
Who works?
I don't know if you remember me.
Yeah, you work at the Museum of Natural History and you make dirt.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this story is about something that occurred, a prank that occurred at the Natural History Museum. So I work with a very spirited bunch of artists there, and there were a lot of pranks going on, and I was always sort of on the sideline of the pranks, but I had a really good one, and my prank was to, we found a dead roach, a flattened, dried-out dead roach somewhere in the studio, because it gets very dirty there, so we shut it in the laptop of my coworker who rides the Long Island Railroad every day, and he opened it on the train, and the roach kind of fell out, and mayhem ensued.
That is so good.
That's so mean.
That was a good one,
that's
I think,
genius.
For the pranks of the ones that I got involved with.
Yeah, that is a good one.
That is totally good.
Awesome.
All right, Lindsay.
Find any dead roaches around the studio.
Thanks.
Easily repurposed.
Yeah. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling, okay. Lindsay. Nice to hear from you.
Nice to hear from you, too.
Have good a good one.
Thanks.
Bye.
That was cool because I used to play street hockey.
That's so weird.
I was really good.
I'm sure you were. Did you always win?
Not every time, but
I'm
we
sure
made
you
it,
won a lot.
We made it to the finals the first year.
That's great.
And I was on the all girls all star game.
Mm-hmm.
Dark Rainbows
mm-hmm.
represent.
Yeah.
Don't be mad because you don't play sports.
I'm not mad.
Don't be mad.
You know you're totally a kind of girl who would do what's that one where they get on the rollerblades and then they fight each other.
Roller derby? No.
Yeah, what would your name be?
I'm too much of a, like, I'm too scared for that.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
That seems too scary.
Like you'd get hurt?
Yeah. I'm too old for that.
Yeah.
It's so weird that the board is lit up, like, crazy.
Worst show ever.
And it's a terrible topic. Oh,
yeah. It's actually gotten better. Like, the first three quarters of the show were awful, and now it's okay.
We're hitting our stride in the last 10 minutes.
Thank God. FMU, you're on the radio.
I have a format suggestion, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Now that Andy's gone and the estrogen is flying, how about if the first half of your show only women can call and the second half only men can call?
No. We would never do that.
Why?
Why? I don't know, because it would be just super difficult to get calls like that.
No, but you can even do two separate topics.
But we don't even have
women,
a call screener.
Yeah, that's
more interesting.
Thanks for the suggestion. I'm just not taking
wow,
it
you're
anymore,
harsh.
Michelle. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. Quick little fun fact about cockroaches is actually people who live in low income like housing or people that live in areas where there are lots of them, cockroaches actually secrete a type of like liquid that comes off as a gas. It actually causes you to have asthma.
That's so sad.
But aside from that, I do have a story. It might be a little off topic, but it's a bed bug story.
Ooh. All right. We'll take it, right?
So, is that okay?
I guess. Make it quick.
Okay. I'm driving down to Richmond, Virginia to a music festival with my girlfriend. And it's getting really late, so we stop at a hotel, like a motel, which we shouldn't have stopped at. It was a branch off of an Applebee's called Apple
Ew.
Motel.
Ew.
So we stay there the night. We wake up, bed bugs, like all on the bed. So we figure we keep going. We get all the way down there. We drop a bomb in the car to kill all these things, like a bed bug bomb, while we're at the festival. Then we have to drive into this like kind of ghetto area, and we had to clean all of our clothes of bed bugs and insect killer while like half naked in the middle of the ghetto outside of a laundromat.
Bed bugs are the pits.
It's my worst fear, because if they get on pancake, what do I do?
And what do you do when you bring them home? It's
gross. I don't want to talk about that.
Okay.
It really grossed me out. Okay, have a good one.
Well, I'm glad.
Okay, bye. I'm so sick of these people. What? Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I have a cockroach story.
I really am dying to hear it.
Go. Years ago, I was a cop in Brooklyn, uh-huh. and on a midnight shift, I had a call about a missing child where I had to stay in the apartment, you know, for the rest of the night. And the apartment was absolutely infested Ew. With roaches. I tried to stand up for as long as I could, but finally I sat down on the couch, and I must have dozed off just for a short time. And when I woke up, I was absolutely covered in roaches. They were in my hair and in my clothes and everything.
Did you guys ever find the kid?
Yes.
Well, I'm dying to know what happened to the kid.
A relative that decided to, you know, take the kid on a little trip and not tell mama.
Oh. Jesus. Okay, that was depressing. Have a good one.
Thank you.
What was that show? Was it on MTV that was, like, about some dude in an Joe's apartment? What was it? Wasn't there cockroaches in it?
Yeah, there was something about cockroaches.
Like, they made
out. They talked, or they were his friends, and they had to hide when people came over.
Yeah.
It had a really good theme song, didn't it?
I don't remember.
Try and find it.
But it was, like, little cockroaches who made the name of the show.
Yeah, it said, like, Joe's apartment, and then they all scurried
off. Yeah.
I wish... It was, like, the cockroaches singing the theme song, I think.
Was it?
Find it online. We can play it.
It's a lot of work.
It's not that much. Is anything going on the comments board?
They're saying I should play roller derby because I already have a good name.
It's true. You should play roller derby.
Are you kidding? I would get killed. I'm so wimpy.
Your legs are really tiny.
I know. I'm like so wimpy. I have zero muscle mass. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, this is Mark.
Hey, Mark.
I have another roach story.
Another? Did you already call?
No.
Oh.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you mean in addition to the ones we've already heard. I see. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. A long time ago, a girlfriend and I had an apartment, and we had a bad roach problem. And it was bad enough that we would leave orange juice, a little bit of orange juice in the sink at night to attract them, and then, you know, get up in the middle of the night and find them and wash them down the disposal. Ugh. It was a bad problem. But they used to lay eggs in different places. Ugh. And one morning I got up and I was brushing my teeth and I looked up and they had laid eggs in my, I guess they hatched in my toothbrush. And I looked and I had brushed, I guess, a whole little sort of family right into my teeth.
What?
Yeah.
Wait,
probably about a dozen little.
You put your toothbrush in your mouth and didn't see them?
Ugh.
Not until I started brushing, though. No.
Gross.
Yeah, it was pretty
That's bad. Gross. That's a good one. That might have made it worth it.
I can't even write it down. What's your name?
Mark.
Gross.
The word larva makes the story even grosser. Right?
Yeah.
Roach babies on toothbrush. All right, listen at the end of the hour, which is pretty soon.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks,
Have
Mark.
A good one. I'm never going to choose now. They really came through in the last 20 minutes. Nice work, team.
Hey, guess what? We only have 5 minutes left.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, let me go through my list. Tom from California, who drank the roach that was in the water glass, and then when you turn on the lights, they were everywhere.
Gross.
Let me cross some stuff out. Richard, who says roaches eat plaque. That wasn't really a story, but that was pretty nasty.
No, he said he had one in his mouth once.
I don't care, because Mark beats Richard.
Yeah.
So it's Tom who drank one, or Mark who brushed his teeth with
babies.
So
far, Mark.
All right, let's take how much time?
I think we could take one more.
They're saying that show we were talking about was part of Liquid Television.
I really liked that show, Remote Control.
I loved that show. Hi, you're on the radio.
Okay, true story, absolutely true. About 20 years ago, when my grandfather died, he died in the Bronx, and my grandma had the funeral at a funeral parlor in the Bronx. And he was, during the viewing, my mother, his daughter, passed by the casket, and as she comes by, she sees a roach crawl out of my grandfather's mouth.
Not true.
It's
they
totally
sew
true.
It shut.
And everybody started screaming, and it was something that the family talks about to this
Were you
this
there?
They really
They
disgusting.
Show a dead body, they sew the mouth shut.
No,
so
they did not sew the mouth
My grandfather did not. My grandma did not want that done. And that's what they actually tried to say to her, that it was her fault.
It was her fault.
So, yeah, it's really true. And I think it was also true what that guy said about the plaque. I think that is true. So,
okay. What's your name?
Definitely succeeded in seriously grossing me out.
What's your name, dude?
My name is Alan.
Alan. Good story. Yeah. Let's end it with him.
Have a great weekend. Sad. Have a good one.
Okay, bye, have a good one. That is so sad.
That's nasty.
Who won?
How much time do we have?
We gotta go.
Our winner is Mark, who brushed his teeth with roach babies. Email me your t-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
This is Shut Up Weirdo on I always laugh when I do it. WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, and WFMU.org. Join us next week, and we'll have a killer topic for you.
And up next, we have Billy Jam. Let's end it here.
Excellent. Good night, everybody. What am I doing?
Turn everything off.
First, I'll turn it on.
Last year's out of here, so guess who's back, bruh? Skills with that 2014 wrap-up. Lupita won the Oscar, congrats to your girl. And Ellen probably took the best selfie in the world. Seattle won the Super Bowl and Denver couldn't manage. And same-sex marriages made it to the Grammys. And yeah, I wanted Zimmerman in that boxing match. But all we saw was Pharrell and that I damn hat. I mean, the polar vortex had the East moving slow, and ATL shut down for a little bit of snow. Rough year for Bieber, dealing with fame, and they still ain't tell us what happened to both of them planes. Donald Sterling, he ain't had to say a thing, but he did. Then he lost the whole NBA team. Man, the first rule of the side chick, guys, she a side chick, bro. You're supposed to keep on the side. And I was in the club when them fools shot Suge. I ain't noticed. I was hitting my nay-nay like, Chloe and French, okay. And Outkast came back, but somebody forgot to tell Drake. Me and Nico, sex tape weak, though. And everywhere you went, you heard
Muzzle on the beat, oh.
50 and Floyd, yeah, they had issues. Kim and Kanye finally made it official. Breezy went to jail, even though I thought he wouldn't. Ross lost weight, but Lil Terrio couldn't. Jay and Beyonce leaving the club, then Solange in the elevator swinging for blood, kicking Jay with the quickness. I'm just sipping tea, watching like, this is none of my business. Ice bucket challenge, that was funny. I'm thinking skip the ice bath, just donate money. And LeBron went back, but not for the dollar. Robin Thicke tried, but he couldn't get back Paula. And I'm scratching my head at that boy Ray Rice. Come on, bruh, that's your wife. You know that bitch won't write. And Nicki's Anaconda, that's a keeper. Had you looking at your girl like, bye, Felicia. And I ain't scared of ISIS. I got my brothers. P.O.P. hold me down. Mama, I love you. We got celebrity nudes and no flex zones. MJ holograms, bigger iPhones. Iggy dropped Fancy, a bona fide hit. Then Wiz and Amber split. Then Mariah and Nick. Gas prices stay low.
How you know?
Cause I'm still riding. And I just filled up about a week ago. Kim K showed that thing. Is it me or Ebola was out of here just as quick as it came? Legal weed? I know y'all down for that. You two gave you an album and you fools gave it back.
Wait, let me take a selfie.
Enough's enough. We went up on a Tuesday.
And turned down for what?
Cause the world's getting sadder. And yeah, we protesting out here. Cause Black Lives Matter. Unity? That's what we need. Not another man with his hands up saying I can't breathe. If we are human beings, then we are the same. This is our country, man. Something gotta change. The World Cup popped up and got that love. Pharrell had y'all singing about how happy you was. Then Meek did his big. And y'all on Instagram making your life look better than it is. The Aaliyah flick didn't move me. Was it me? Or the memes was better than the movie? Cheetah retired, said I'm done with playing. And y'all be dancing the songs and don't know what they saying. Man, y'all wild. But we ain't know what the hell Thugger was saying in lifestyle. Snoop and Iggy both squashed the beef. Taylor Swift at award shows dancing on Fleek. And a lot of rappers fight. But my wrap up, that's the only one that they like. Aight, go figure. Kobe washed up cause the new Lakers looking like the old Clippers. And I ain't saying Bill Cosby touched them women, but I know damn well Cliff Huxtable didn't. Northwest, the cutest baby in the game. Chris Brown, he broke up with Kawasanae. And Barack's still here trying to get it in gear. Gotta finish strong, man, you only got 2 years. Brad Pitt and George Clooney finally did it. Drake made a couple hits and got a couple from Diddy. And Ratchet's on the rise, man, that's for certain. Molly out here twerking, baby, and Wayne ain't working. The new year's here, the old one get tossed. Big RIP to everybody we lost. And I know I said y'all wasn't getting the song, but you can grab it at gotmadskills.com. Till then, no fear, just enjoy y'all year. But be careful, cause it's a crazy world out here. And to the next generation, keep chasing your dreams. And that's the wrap up. Welcome to 2015.
Check it out, it go like this. They can't stand it, the words panic like phantoms in a can of painkillers. The beats cramming the frequency, rah. Ain't no medications, I kill it cold. The heat in the speakers, epic features, the rain, the region I don't reach. I rah. From the eldest of thoughts walking, levitating and talking. Word circus, parades floating the way they go by. Demonstrating the many ways at an oracle. Flips innovating while breaking the laws of physics. And Cronus the coldest, nigga sold us his souls. His clock's ticking, so I'm taking hands, breaking them back. Give me fire, I'm magnetic, I find metal. Plus the mission is magic, the music is raw fire. The mansions, my tall stories, they taught us all to tarnish and toss glories. They caught us in crosshairs, crawling like tramps and trolleys. Wars calling, not in the land, far and afar from me. They forming and more involved, storming the territory. They don't lead us, they eat us. Lions, hyenas, and cheetahs holding meetings. The secret with zebras, the cheat they on peoples. But the deepest, the peep is the way the people don't ever seem to see. The evil turning them to sheeples to put them to sleep. I go loose on leaf, stuck in a booth for weeks, sucking for candy and nipple. Don't rhyme the riddle, nor do I idly spit them, burying heavily hit them. With the movement of rhythm and the jewels of speech. Put them all on the page, no scars the same. Mark targets, seven archers calling the name. Greeting lust, stalking the arteries, causing us pain. Arrows are sharpest, but paw make it harder to aim. Don't stand too close, the fortune of flames. Take everything, touch dark forces of change. Grab tracks, break them up, collide in the trains. Beautiful music like an Uzi, all my muses are pain. Put a Luger the page, Freddy Krueger the phrase. You made a stage fertilizer for the daisy age. Go ahead and push it up. I'm Golden Era Kerouac. My habitat's for lyrics. Ain't no record players hating that. Billy Jam a rapper with this radio, so wait for that. I'm laying low alive, illuminated on a helipad. Over rapper traffic lanes, chasing what they can't afford. It's mostly fame and gaining what they really wasn't ready for. Void in the illusion, losing everything till penny poured and written off and laughed at as a younger rapper's metaphor. Where are they now? Like a Trinidad and Chingy song, cause I could still get charged with just a cool G a cappella on. Azim.
Names of faces, they apt to change. Fake ways and patterns react the same. Half these rap cats act today. I'm an actor, but I don't act that way. Slap out the accent, accolades. Boot up and throw the whole damn act away. Holla action, blow your whole back away. That's what's up, man. Back away, back away. Think up Ben Franklin to get back pay. They say I ain't rap too tight that way, but I'm a tight rapper, cause I captivate. Forever like a sideways activate. Activate something, leave an actor eight. Rap until the track collapses, just break. Like back when we ain't have no tracks, just breaks. Back when we ain't have no tracks, just breaks. People say I shouldn't rap so real, Peter Tosh and John Lennon. Words can kill. People say I shouldn't rap so real, mention Tupac and Biggie like words can kill. People say I shouldn't rap so real, but my verse are more mighty than they words are still. People say I shouldn't rap so real. Words can kill. My mind drifts. Images dancing, seconds passes. If dipped in molasses, lyrics shapeshift and stain gold. They were born on drugs and tornadoes, and they fight each other to remain whole. Only the strongest survive. I say those, lay those with passion. The tracks call me Beethoven, snub nose. Pushing the records, I make them play those. Sick like my dick caught the worst case of fatals. Fallen angel, cutting blow with my halo. I'm Azazel, legend, they fable still. I tell them whatever, yo. Stop running around like your logo's a rainbow. Snitching on yourself like you part-time plain clothes. First record put you on the feds payroll. My God, y'all about as hard as some Play-Doh. Hey yo, a lot of a-holes done got labels. They playing the role like dice on crap tables. We Debo, bend space-time like hero. We race and take charge, ride for the people. X-ray vision, fraud should be illegal. My crimes are noted, you want none of my evil. Song cathedrals, I can barely hear you.
So why else should I fail? People say I shouldn't rap so real, Peter Tosh and John Lennon. Words can kill. People say I shouldn't rap so real, mention Tupac and Biggie like words can kill. People say I shouldn't rap so real, but my verse are more mighty than they works are still. People say I shouldn't rap so real. Words can kill. Let the song sing itself and ride, and my mind becomes mist. The pictures start rising, the beat makes me drift, my hands start gliding, jotting down words I don't remember me writing, but I come back alive and vibrant, notebook on fire with a song inside it. Meditating to the beautiful silence, I rhymes with letters are made of flawless diamonds. I rode a mountain, I rode a volcano, a withered flower, half horn, half halo, the angel. I see through you all angles, I fly, landing shatters my ankles. I could paint without canvas, my soul is the criminal mind, take advantage. My heart doesn't know who to trust and brain damage. Pockets gangbanging and steady planning. I'm not normal. You hot, I'm a lot warmer. I'ma ride you just a little pocket performance. Popping the porn in, hot shh. Just a popular toilet, you insignificant. A clock to a Californian. Songs born banging, blood on their sneakers. Sicker than demons, afflicted, flipping middle fingers. Zing the